This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China has reported an additional 573 cases of coronavirus infection. That is up from Friday's numbers, China's National Health Commission said. An additional 35 people did die in mainland China, but it is down from 47 on Friday. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in his 50s from Washington State. As VOA Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the South Carolina primary, Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is projected the winner, with the Super Tuesday primaries just days away.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer, who finished behind Biden and Sanders Saturday, announced he will drop out of the race. This is VOA News. The United